This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Sonia and Teddy here. And today we want to talk to everyone about how to prioritize when everything's important. So work, family life, your health, everyone's really trying to balance and juggle it all. But when do you kind of need to make a plan to prioritize what's the most important? This is something we all work on. So I think one of the most important things that I've realized just preparing for this podcast is that busyness doesn't always equate with progress.
Yeah.
Like we could be busy, we could be running around doing everything, and you can look and be like, I didn't get anything actually accomplished that's going to help me today. So I picked out some prioritization techniques that help me. But I just wanted to say hi, Teddy.
Hi. Let me back up a little bit. And just like we were discussing what we wanted to talk about this week. And we both were kind of like, I have no idea. Like, we were like, what are the topics? We talked about everything. It's been 2 years on the podcast. But then I was driving to an appointment for real estate. And I realized this is a priority for me. Like, this is like big chunks of change. I'm helping people. I should be focusing on this. And that's kind of where the idea came from, was like, I have like five jobs and you do too. And it's just like, sometimes you got to be like, zoom out, hit the pause button and say, what is really helping me right now get to my goal, my short-term goal and my long-term goal. And so here we are on the podcast talking about priorities. And yeah, we're pulled into so many different directions. I think it's a really good thing to build into your rituals and your habits to do that self-check-in. And this is one of the questions, is like, what's a priority? What's filling my cup? And then before we got on the podcast right now, you and I were saying like, our priority right now is money, because we're just in a building phase, right? We want to end up on the beach retired by 60 and, you know, have a couple houses around the world. So right now for me, and I think you as well, priority is this making me money? Is this filling my cup? Or is this like the song and dance that makes me look busy, makes me like look like I'm part of something, but at the end of the day, it's like not bringing me that joy, which right now for me is money in my bank account.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are scared to say that out loud, is like, I like money. Like, I was at a women's circle last week and no one brought up money or abundance. And it's like, really? Like we were all in our 30s. It's like no one's talking about money.
When it comes to hiring, you need to trust your gut. But what if you could give your gut some help? When you want to find top talent fast, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. I say let Indeed do the hard work for you. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description, and you can invite them to apply right away. Indeed knows that when you're doing everything for your company, you can't afford to overspend on hiring. Visit Indeed.com/girlpowerful to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/girlpowerful. That's Indeed.com/girlpowerful. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Do you need to hire? Then you need Indeed.
Like we were all in our 30s. It's like no one's talking about money.
Yeah. I mean, that goes into like our personal history. So,
yes,
you know, like growing up with a single parent and having to work since we were legally able to work, we've been hustling and working. Mm-hmm. So whenever you are seeing the benefits of your hard work and you are starting to build, it's so nice to feel like you don't even have to worry about whatever you're paying for, your groceries, your clothes, anything. You know, your mortgage, your rent, it's a really good feeling. And that's, I know I mirror that too. That's where I'm coming from. Like I prioritize my work. And in the past, I never prioritized like what makes me the most money. So I'm in a sales position right now. And I had a meeting with one of our leaders and he's new to the company and it was the first time in my company I actually felt really empowered by someone that I work with. And I hadn't felt like that in forever, you know? And I told him that I'm like, this is the first time I've really felt inspired to take action and to work harder and like to work smarter. So I felt this fuel of prioritizing myself. And that's why when you said, should we talk about prioritizing? I'm like, yes, absolutely. Because I'm in it right now. He's like, wake up every day. This was his advice, which I agree with.
And it wasn't just like advice from like a Joe Schmo. It's someone that's built a huge career, empowered other people, mentored them, bought, built and sold businesses. Like you're taking advice from someone that's walked the walk, not just talked the talk.
For sure. He's an industry leader and he just built, turned around a company in 3 years, made them $1 billion and now they're going public. So he knows what he's talking about, but I think it goes for any gender, any person, whatever your priorities are, is like you wake up early at whatever reasonable hour that is to you. You exercise, you fuel your body with something healthy, you meditate. And then after that, you make your list of all the tasks that you have and pick which ones make you the most blank. So for me, which one of these tasks will make me the most money? So in sales, that's my morning. It's emails, it's calls, it's sending out proposals, following up. It's not wondering like, oh, did the installation go okay? Or all these operational things that in the past, before he really told me that, I was so tuned into like micromanaging the operations team after I sold a deal. And it's like, that's not making me money. I've already sold that deal.
Yeah. It's kind of like
so much of my time.
It's like stay in your lane.
Yeah, for sure.
Not in a negative way or like you're not allowed to, you know, oversee some of the ops and make sure your projects go according to plan. But yeah, they have a manager and they have their job to do they need to worry about that. You need to worry about the next client, the next sale and moving it forward.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it's really nice though, to like how you said at the beginning, anything that we talk about on the Girl Powerful podcast is pretty much for step one, you have to zoom out and you have to really want to figure out what you're working on. So I think that's a huge thing for us and making your task list or your to-do list is to zoom out and think, what's important to me right now? Is it my health? Is it spending more time with my family? Is it, you know, working on self-love? And really, really zoom out. And then as you kind of move your lens in, it becomes more clear and clear as you write it down. And that's one of the things that really does help you prioritize is making that list. You could always have the list in your head, but it is very important to write it down.
Yeah, we invested in my house in a $8 whiteboard from Walmart that's in the kitchen, and weekly goals go on there and affirmations and just notes. But I mean, seeing those words that like are what you want to embody in your career, your life, your family on the wall is like, it's pretty moving, and like, it just keeps it at the forefront of your mind and actually helps it just become a reality because you have a constant reminder.
Right.
Yeah. So that was a good $8 investment on my part. Go Teddy.
What's your relationship like with time management?
Our next partner has a product I use literally every single morning. I started taking AG1 because I wanted a supplement that really tastes great. And it's also conducive to my lifestyle, a lifestyle that's always on the go. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced ingredients, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all of the things we all want and need. Since taking AG1, I've noticed a huge boost in my mental clarity and my alertness. And right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs for your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/girlpowerful. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/girlpowerful to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
What's your relationship like with time management?
Well,
and like, what are you learning along the way? Cause we're not perfect. We never claim to be. So I think that's nice. What we share, we always talk about goals and time related goals, but what's like one thing you're working on with time management or something you found out?
Well, yeah, I think that's why we're relatable, because we know we're imperfectly perfect. Do you know what I mean? So when I was driving to that appointment, I was like, in all sales, they all say what you said, right? Get up early, you do you first, and then you can take care of everything else. But before, like, the afternoon should be like how I was doing it, driving out and showing houses in the afternoon. But in the morning, I should be making touch points with my friends, my family, my sphere, past clients, and like, nothing should be able to obstruct that. It doesn't matter if someone wants to see a house. That needs to happen in the afternoon. It's like I need to recommit or just commit fully to that idea that, yes, like the morning is for like working in my business, you know, like only. And no one can take that couple hours away from me. Like, don't even like think about it. Because then it affects like your flow and what your income looks like in a couple months. You know, like if you stop, the whole caboose of the train stops. It's just a screeching halt. And you're like, oh my gosh, I have to do this again to start over, which is totally natural. But I'm like, how could I commit and then like totally invest in like 6 months of not screwing up and not like messing around?
Yeah, that reminds me of one of the single most like traits of people in positions of power is that they prioritize a single goal. So instead of having all these competing priorities where we're like, you know, multitasking, we're trying to do all this at once, it's like a lot of highly functioning people will pick one thing. So it's like, what's the one thing that's going to benefit you the most? And then you work on that every single day during that time frame in the mornings.
Just a huge challenge for me is time blocking. But I'm also like, even just now, like you're like, get on like to record this. And I'm like, dude, I'm, you know, in contract with the house. I'm like, that's a priority.
Right. For sure.
So it's like, I think sometimes it's like finding your voice in it as well. It's like, hey, actually I'm going to have to change these plans because I have a priority that's like right in front of my face and an opportunity that I need to, you know, seize the day and take it.
Yeah.
I think that that's a big part of it too, is like, you can change your mind.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, you know, that coffee date 2 weeks out probably won't be on my calendar in 2 weeks because I'm going to have other things to do, because this, just talking out loud to all of you and talking to my sister, is making me be like, yeah, focus.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's like our friend Nicole, she just gave birth recently. And on another podcast, if anyone's an expecting mother, you should definitely go listen to it. It's a wonderful episode. But she talks about her birth plan, which most people say my birth plan, and she doesn't call it that. She calls it her birth intention, because she knows, you know, it's so unpredictable, it's not going to go to plan. So I think that's how, it's a good way to mentally prepare yourself to make your to-do list or to create some type of routine. Because once you start writing that long to-do list, you may become overwhelmed by the work that needs to get done. So I think being like, this is my intention for how I'm going to work, but I know not every day is going to be rigid and I'm going to be perfect at it and I'm going to cross my priorities off. Some days you're just not. And you don't want to let that anxiety kind of reduce your productivity or create procrastination, because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. If I get too overwhelmed, I procrastinate and I self-sabotage, and then I freak out, and then I like go work out, and then I go lay on the couch and cry.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of paralyzing, right? And then it's like the whole social media part of it too, seeing everyone else be successful, or so they say. And you're just like,
that's what I was going to ask you about. Yeah.
What?
It was about social media or like anything that's a time suck that isn't helping you. Like, do you have any like experiences or stories or anything? So where it's like, you've kind of allowed.
I mean, I haven't been
technology to take over.
I have let it take over to the point where it's like 10 hours on screen time a day. How pathetic. And like, that was Instagram. Like, whoa, like 10 hours. I could have done 59 billion things in 10 hours.
Bingo. So if you do that and you zoom out, you consider the effort it takes for you to be sitting there scrolling and comparing and reading, yeah, and clicking and shopping and putting in your cart, when you could be actually being productive and moving towards one.
Let me tell you about my most productive day in my entire life was August 31st, 2022. And that's today. I got up early. I went to the gym with Tommy and Nick. We came home. I made you a latte. I had two people come to my shop that I opened in Boise, a dress shop. I sold a house. I'm making this podcast. Have I been on Instagram? No. And if I have been on there, it's to contribute to society and share something, not just lay on the couch and consume, because I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be a consumer. I want to be a mindful person that like puts out content that's like inspiring, happy, entertaining, or just something that I think helped me. So I'm going to share it along. I'm not gonna get in fights. I'm not gonna care if
someone had a productive day.
So yeah, I should celebrate that.
Yeah, we're supposed to go to dinner tonight.
As long as they sign the counter offer, I'll be there.
Awesome.
Well, I think
wait.
The whole thing, that another quote in person that I'd never heard it from before, and I highly doubt he made it up, but when you were on that interview with that David Meltzer,
yeah.
And he was talking to you, and he said that he asked himself every morning, okay, what on my to-do list is going to make me money? And he's, you know, all obsessed with money. That's all his brain does. But that's a good question for anything. What's going to bring me love? What's going to bring me joy? What's going to bring me health? And like, look at that list, like cross off the things or move them to the bottom that aren't going to do that for you. But I think that's a really good tool for salespeople. What's going to bring in money now, mm-hmm. not in 10 days, not in a week. Like, it's like, what's going to do it today? How can I seal the deal today? I need to focus on that guy.
Yeah. Totally. What's going to bring me blank? So you zoom out and identify what you want or what you need for the day, for the month, and then, yeah, pick the tasks that are going to help you accomplish that.
All right, everyone, get your whiteboards out. Get your whiteboards out. Put your phone in a drawer and go get them, cowgirl.
Right. I mean, it's the ultimate regain control and focus of your own life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, I mean, just this having this conversation, it's so nice and refreshing just to me. Like you said, it's like kind of fuel to my fire to prioritize what's going to make me the most successful person. And that makes me happy.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, right? How do you measure success? It's different to everybody, but right now business success makes us both feel really good. So here we go. Here we go, guys.
Amazing.
Let's cheer each other on. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Everybody have a great day.
Bye.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.